Michael Smither hit the headlines last October when his painting Seawall and Kingfisher 1967 sold for more than $340,000 at auction, one of the highest prices paid for a work by a living artist in this country. He and fellow octogenarian artist Warren Visco are about to open a show together called Two Masters at Auckland's Miranda Gallery. Warren's wooden sculptures, including portable rivers and a sarcophagus for an eel, will stand alongside a series of Michael's portraits. We have a gallery of photographs at rnz.co.nz/standingroomonly. First, I wanted to know if they're old friends, as well as being masters of their respective crafts.
We know each other through our work, basically. And I actually own one of Warren's nice pieces of sculpture.
Yes, thanks, Michael. That's very good. That was wonderful. I used to go and see a friend in New Plymouth, and in fact, I can mention John Maynard here, and I think he took me over to your little studio in New Plymouth. So, yes, it does go back to those days. Yes,
back a bit, doesn't it? Yeah, yeah.
How have things changed for you as an artist over that time?
When I was young and stupid, I wanted to be famous and all that sort of thing, and I tore around art galleries and had exhibitions twice a year, three times a year, four times a year, it didn't matter. I wanted to be exposed. And then I turned 70 and things started to slow down, and now they're not at a halt, but they're pretty much at the last stage, I'd say. Yeah.
But I get the sense that both of you still love your craft.
I try to get two or three hours work in most days, and I have a couple of days off. Thursdays is usually my days off, so you're interrupting my day off.
Oh, Michael, I'm sorry about that. I feel very blessed. I think one thing when I'm thinking about your work together is your portrayal of nature, you know, and in this exhibition, Warren, you've got a lot of your works related to nature. Of course, you're working with wood, but things like these portable rivers that you create. So that is that something that you've always loved to explore in your sculpture?
Oh well, my father was a bridge builder, so I saw plenty of rivers. I don't work exclusively in wood, but mainly in wood. When I left school, I entered a building apprenticeship, and I saw plenty of wood then. I was also living on the edge of a small town up in the north, and so it was an ideal world for young lads. Plenty of bush around, and we even had a creek running through the property. So how good is that? I did my first kinetic art by damming the creek and putting a little water wheel in when I was seven. So yep, it's all there.
And one of your other works is called The Cutting, which is the hand, an extended arm, really, with a cutting in there. What are you exploring in that series of works?
It's the extension of life. I was interested in when you cut a branch off or prune a tree, it heals in a certain way. I was speaking about the healing. There's an awful lot of healing that needs to go on in this day and age. And the arm that was holding the cutting was, it's a little bit of a play on, you know, on cutting. I mean, when you want to propagate a tree or a plant, you can plant a cutting. It's sort of victory over death in a way, in that manner, yes.
Michael, what works of yours will we see in this exhibition?
Four or five portraits, I think, maybe five, which was a series of works I did over the past five or eight years. I tend to take a long time when I'm painting, not because I want to, but because I have to, and I ask people to sit for me with just their necks and heads, no jewellery, just their necks and heads exposed, because at the time ISIS were cutting people's heads off, and I thought, what is important about being a human being? You know, what's our salient feature? So I thought, well, a head's pretty important. So I did this series of five portraits, and I'm working on another two at the moment, one of myself and one of Gian, my partner, and in-depth investigations, I suppose, into a person's personality. But the thing about portraits, of course, is that they're always an expression of the artist's personality as well. So there you go.
I mean, you've done portraiture throughout, but I've always thought that is fascinating. I mean, when you're choosing yourself or your partner, that's one thing. But for these other, what will attract you to a face or an expression as an artist? You know, when you're looking, when you're wanting to do a series like this.
I started off that series with a portrait of my doctor, who I see a bit of. And I was being attended to him one day, and I said, oh, you'd make a good portrait. And he said, right, I'd be happy. About 2 years later, he rang me up and said, when are you going to do this portrait? So we got stuck in that weekend. We started, and it took us 4 years to get that particular one finished. I mean, he was a person of interest to me, and a very interesting person, really. We sit and listen to music together. We have a fondness for music.
Well, I wondered about that relationship between an artist and a sitter.
David's very interested in being painted, but he's very non-committal. He doesn't. He takes a photograph of every stage that it goes through, so it'd be an interesting lineup of them. And the other people are people that I deal with fairly intimately. I'm the lady that does my massages and things, Catherine. She's features there. Very hard to paint because she kept changing a colour of her hair and things. She'd go blue. And so I end up, as a rule, getting some photographs taken as well, so I've got something to refer to, because most people won't sit still. They can't sit still, you know.
They've got a scratch.
They go to sleep, they fidget and carry on. That's why it takes so long, I think, because I want to get it right, and I want it to be sort of real in its own way.
You've got a bit of an easier time with wood there, Warren. Presumably it will sit still, but it won't always do what you want, I imagine. I mean, that relationship between a sculptor and wood is interesting. Again, when you look at wood, what will attract you, what will attract to you as a sculptor?
It can be an intractable material. It can be as hard as hell. And you think, God, why did I start this? And you never know. The last work I did, I'm still working on it, was macrocarpa, and I thought, you usually get an easier ride with macrocarpa, but this one was very, very hard. You know, I love wood. You know, I love the smell of it, I love the weight of it, the history of it. You know, our own Polynesian culture is born out of wood, and I've built houses in wood and made all sorts of things, not just art. So that's what it is for me. You sort of got to massage it with oil sometimes, and it still can split and crack. It's a little bit like a human. It has its frailties, and I suppose it's character, and even an old piece of wood. It can be very attractive, as far as I'm concerned.
And Mike, I understand at the exhibition opening, you're going to have one of your compositions played, a composition you wrote for the bassoon.
Well, that could be the case. I wrote it some time ago now, a couple of summers ago, I think, and he wrote back to me saying he liked it, so he's going to play it. So I'll be interested to hear it. I've written quite a lot of bits of music for people in the past, and they just sort of go out, you know, drop out of sight, really. But this one's quite interesting, I think.
Michael Smither and Warren Visco. Two Masters opens at Miranda Gallery in Auckland on the 11th of July.